Give a child $5 for food and set them loose in Philly. What are they going to come back with? Likely some candy, soda, or a bag of chips. Why might this be? The lack of nutrition education in the schools could be a likely answer.
Due to the fact a lot of food insecure people don't have adequate access to healthy foods and fruits and vegetables, I think nutrition education will allow them to know what these things are.
Paul Nims, a youth nutrition educator with the Food Trust, a Philadelphia-based nonprofit organization that helps to improve food access through various means, helped us to find out how the services they provide can impact diets and better food accessibility.
We provide food access for communities and areas in the in Philadelphia that are more food insecure and have more instances of nutrition education deficiency.
If the healthier option of food is not seen at home, it is quite unlikely to see it in a child's hand voluntarily.
Kids eat what they know. So when you grow up in a household that, you know, you eat what your mom or dad or caregiver makes.
To reverse the outcome of this situation, to see kids grabbing healthier options, we must consider some questions.
Are we talking about how these children in these schools are not even, they're getting these type of snacks in their school? If they actually implemented nutrition education in schools, would this be a problem?
Alongside of nutrition education that the Food Trust provides, other resources do exist. Community farms and gardens are also a great tool for battling hunger and food insecurity everywhere.